Police Minister Judith Crusher Collins cultivates the persona of a blunt, no-nonsense kind of woman whose meat and drink is common sense and breathes a bracing air of political incorrectness. If so, I hope she's got John Key, Police Commissioner Howard Broad, and Police Union President Greg O'Connor lined up for a good hard slap in the ears. Their response to the vile assaults on three police officers last weekend are vivid proof that good politics and good policy seldom coincide. However, I've got to give Key credit for answering a question nobody asked when he said this on TVNZ's Breakfast Show. If anyone thinks the government is going to sit back while police officers' lips are being bitten off and do nothing about it, then they need to think again. Just think once, John. The gentleman who allegedly committed that offence has been charged with, among other things, assault, resisting arrest, and disfigurement by grievous bodily harm. And you don't need to have your bleeding liberal heart dripping all over the floor to believe that those charges were entirely appropriate and should be exactly the same regardless of the victim's occupation. Key has gone on to say that a special case for police over ordinary citizens in assault cases is required because police are called out to dangerous situations. Well, exactly the same can be said of ambulance drivers, firefighters, doctors and nurses working AE departments and psych wards. Even school teachers have reported increasing levels of abuse and intimidation by pupils in recent years. Why hasn't the government talked about beefing up sentences for people who assault them? Or do we need to have a few nurses mutilated or teachers killed one weekend before they matter? Then, as night follows day, reliably fatuous rent-a-quote Greg O'Connor had to chime in, and here's what he told the Herald. Generally, people get reasonable sentences for attacks on police anyway, particularly serious attacks. It's a lower-end attacks that actually have to be treated more seriously. Police should not have to put up with being verbally abused. Well, nobody should have to put up with being verbally abused, but no police officer I know is terribly naive about the risks and irritations they accepted the day they put on the uniform. If jail time for drunks who flip a cop some shady attitude on a Friday night is what counts as encouraging a culture of civility and respect, it's no wonder that police officers enjoy and deserve a high level of public respect while politicians don't.